Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to calm the storm. Amen. One event that you won't see this summer at the Olympics, walking on water. I can't do it. You can't do it. And even Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps, when they step off the pool, their waist is bound to get wet. Walking on water is one event, Olympic, that Jesus would get the gold, silver, and the bronze alone every year. And he alone would be the most decorated Olympian of all time. But what do you suppose the disciples were to make of Jesus, having seen him walking on the water, coming in the fourth watch of the night, and intending to pass them by? But instead, when they saw him and were afraid, he got in the boat and calmed the winds and told them, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Were they supposed to honor him with their medals and sing his national anthem? Were they supposed to hire him to be a lifeguard at the Sea of Galilee? Were they supposed to hesitate and hem-haw around the truth and wonder, who is this man? What does it mean that he has such power? And never answer the question with faith. Truly, truly, I say to you, the disciples were astounded when they saw Jesus walking on the water. But the text also says that they didn't know what to make of the man. Their hearts were still hardened. Not until much later, until they heard and saw the resurrected Lord Jesus, were their minds opened to understand everything that Christ had done and how he fulfilled his word and promise of old that he is the promised Messiah. Today, we, as God's disciples, with opened minds and hearts made soft by the word and baptism, we see what they did not yet see, and understand what it means that Jesus came to them walking on the water, intending to pass by. For example, we see in Jesus the Lord of creation. You think of Genesis chapter 1. You remember what happened in Genesis chapter 1? How the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And Jesus, who was one with the Spirit, one with the Father, he walks on top of the waters. You see kind of a picture of creation. Jesus is the Lord of creation, right? So we see in Jesus the oneness and the power and the unity of God when you see a man, Christ the Lord, walking on the water. Another thing we see in Jesus is the Lord of Moses, who passed by his servant. Remember that? In the book of Exodus, Moses was placed in a rock, and God was going to pass him by to reveal his glory, to reveal his backside, because his front side would be too much for Moses to handle yet. And he's going to pass him by as a way to show him. And now Jesus was intending to pass him by, much like Moses. So what do we see? We see in Jesus, who's going to pass them by, a picture of the God of Moses, the Lord of Moses. The Lord is going to reveal himself to his servant. And the disciples were the new servants, the new leaders for the church, the new Israel, so to speak. So God is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Third, we see in Jesus the counselor and the comforter. Jesus counseled the wind and the waves to stop beating hard against the disciples' boat. Jesus has the power over creation. There's safety and power with him. Power to counsel the wind and the waves. Power to counsel even us and teach us what life is like with Jesus and life without Jesus. Life with Jesus, the wind and the waves obey. The wind and the waves of false doctrine will not prevail against the church. The church is going to prevail. Life with Jesus, we have reason to have comfort. His gospel frees us from sin and the power of death. His resurrection shows us the future, shows us our future, and comforts us. So we believe his words that he spoke to his disciples. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Now we all know the world has plenty of things to fear. Storms, separation, drownings, shootings. You name the place, the lake or the mall. But the Lord is the Lord of both day and night. In a world of sin and storms and shootings, he got in the boat with his disciples, and he spoke comforting words, calming winds, ceasing fears. This is our God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I urge you, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, give this God your gold and your silver and your bronze. Honor him with faith and greater faith in his much greater than Olympic power. As the psalmist says in Psalm 147, verse 9 through 11, his delight is not in the strength of a horse or in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his steadfast love. Honor him with love for God and love for your neighbor. For he calms the storm. He walks on water. See then how powerful is his forgiveness. See how powerful his love. Repent and believe. Take heart. Trust that it is I, Christ Jesus says. It is I. Do not be afraid. Take heart. Have hope and joy in believing. For we see in Jesus the face of God. Amen. And now may that peace which surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.